Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ann Ortley's Weekly Weather. My name is Ann Ortley, and I'm an astrologer here in New York. I'm sitting here at my bright red desk after racing into the living room to pick up the phone, which was on speaker, saying show starts in 30 seconds, because I had to feed the cats. I was away this weekend. I was working this today at a party, a lovely party over on the west side. For the Chinese New Year, I got home about 5 minutes ago to three hungry cats, and I thought, you know what, there's no way that show is going to go off with these cats this hungry. So we managed to feed the cats and start the show on time. So what we do here on the Weekly Weather is we talk to you about what's going on in the heavens above, which clearly is a lot of stuff, and we're all working with it in our own very intense or not so intense ways. And to kind of help you learn how to work with the energy, process it, work with it, figure it out, understand it, use it in a good way, a bad way, a middle way. You know, it's all about how we use that energy. And we do know that there's a range of energy that we can work with in many ways. So what we find is how do we get there? How do we work with it? How do we get to the place where we want to be? The whole idea is consciousness and conscious connection to the energy. So one of the things I find when I read at a party, like I just did for 5 hours, 4 hours, is you get to talk to a lot of different people for like 5 or 10 minutes. So it's quick, fast, precise. What's the vision? What are you trying to accomplish? Of course, some of them want to stay for half an hour. I have to go, no, you have to leave because there's a huge list behind you. So this week, the theme is, and this year the theme is, you know, crazy evolution, crazy consciousness. Where if you've been on my website and you saw the recordings I did for the Now This News and what each sign is working on, we're all working on evolving. We're all working on moving ourselves to the next level. Now, this can be either up or down. We don't have to go up all the time. We can go down. We don't like to think we can go down, but we do know we can. And the other part is saying, okay, now that we've decided to do this moving thing, or now that we're facing these choices that we're facing, what direction do we want to head in? This week is a particularly important week. Today was a particularly important day. Yesterday, too, because we had a full moon that brought us back to July of 2011, summer July 30th, 2011, what you were doing and how you were working on relationship stuff from then. And then it kind of said to us, okay, so, like, what have you learned and where are you? So a lot of people right now are at this big turning point in their life, or they're facing choices about the direction to head in. And it's very important that we all understand that it is a choice. There is a choice. Our charts map out the path, and they lay out the story, and they say, well, this is how it can show up, and this is another way it could show up. And then within that realm, we have the choice of doing higher or lower versions of the energy. So I was reading somebody's hand today, and I'm like, okay, so there's a lot of Neptune, you know, a lot of Neptune, higher or lower, you know, and you could tell from the whatever was going on in the chart that it was had reached a crisis. So I said, so like in the last couple of days, you quit drinking. I'm like, oh, okay. And, you know, it's like, okay, lower form Neptune. Not that there's anything wrong with lower form Neptune. I, too, like my cocktails. I had a few too many on Friday night at Sonia's birthday party. It was great. It was lots of wine and lots of party, but it was also like, you know, we can all do too many cocktails. But it's about the choice. So this week it was illuminating the choice, helping you feel the choice, see the choice, understand the choice for what it is, or how we're getting there. So this week, we have the choice again. Jupiter is stationing, okay? He stations on Wednesday the 30th at 6:37 in the morning, just as the sun rises. And he says to us, okay, what's the path? North Node at the top of the chart calls us to evolve and transform. Scorpio wants the evolution, wants to take you through the death and the rebirth, wants the egg and the sperm to get together and make a new baby, wants to create. Scorpio is all about creating. But it's creating through the endings of things. That's the way the North Node is running. Right now, the South Node in Taurus, at the bottom of the chart for the Jupiter station, is about releasing that which you no longer need to allow you to move forward, to allow you to change. So before the party, I had brunch with a friend on the west side at a restaurant that I happen to like the owner. You know, he has a few restaurants in New York, but I'd never particularly been in that one. And, you know, it's really good food. Having really good food transits lately. And we were talking about my lamp. My lamp caught on fire this week. A little excitement, you know, the flame coming out of the place where you turn it on. I am having a big Uranus transit. Uranus is in fire. I'm like, oh, no, we're not burning down my house. We can have a little fire in the lamp. But I was thinking about the lamp, and it was there. It had been there, I want to say, 31, 32 years, you know, when I got big and got an apartment and a good job and was making like, all, you know, not, I mean, now it sounds like nothing, but back then it was a lot of money for me. I was making $14,000 plus commission. It was before some of you were born. It was 1977, but it was still a lot of money, 78, 79. So I was, you know, and commissions were pretty good. And so I'd gone to Macy's and I bought this couch and this side thing and this lamp and this table and this whole living room set, essentially. And the lamp was the last piece of that living room set. And it was a lovely brass lamp, and it died. It caught on fire this week. And I thought, wow, vestiges, last vestiges, releasing. Now, for me, the finger of God's in my fourth house of the home and family, right? And, of course, I've been throwing away stuff. And if you've been to my apartment, you know I'd never moved since 1979 when I moved in here with my roommate and had a few roommates after her and then just never left. So I've never really thrown things away. Well, that's not really true, but I have a lot of stuff. So I'm in the process of releasing and throwing, and this lamp apparently decided it was time for it to leave. And I was like, but I really like that lamp, you know. It's gone. And so this is the week of release, that Jupiter station that says to you, okay, don't need it anymore, time for it to go. And the part of you that may go, but, when the flame comes out of the little lamp, you got to throw it away. Yeah, I have to go, okay, that one I guess is done. The lamp is finished. It has said it's lit its last thing. So as I sit here at my desk in darkness, because I ordered a new lamp, but it hasn't come yet, I'm reminded of how we have to go through that darkness before we get to the light. And that's the light on the other side. Now, Jupiter is going to go back when June 19th, 20th of last summer was when Jupiter was last at the degree that he's at now. So it's bringing up the summer. Then he's stationed in October to go retrograde, which he's been doing since October. And this week he stations to go forward again. But he is at the apex of the finger of God. So he is really pushing on us to change. Now, Jupiter's not happy in Gemini, not happy at all. Because it's too many choices, and Jupiter in Sag likes to be self-assured, and he knows exactly what he wants. And Jupiter in Gemini says, well, you could do this or that. So this week we're all going to face a choice, and you may have faced it last week. You may have reached an ending. You may have had your lamp catch on fire or your cosmic equivalent, lost your job, broke up with your boyfriend or girlfriend, said, okay, geez, I have to leave, goodbye. Big shift. And your job now is to say, okay, this week, now Jupiter's going to be going direct, and he's going to come back into the finger of God tightly and trigger it yet again and wake it up and say, okay, directional choice. So we now go forward full steam ahead really, really fast with this finger of God in place through the end of March, okay? So your job now is the universe is going to say, okay, now you have to really pick. You know, if you haven't picked yet, we're going to pick. And if you have picked, then we're going to move forward to new direction. So there's a lot of energy in terms of where we want to go or what we want to do that's very profound. So that's one of the really big stories of the week. We know when these outer planets station, they tend to cause a lot of disturbances. Jupiter is in its fall, right? Does not like being in Gemini. So even though it's in Gemini, and we don't always think of Jupiter as being bad, but when he stops, he brings forth the energy. So if you have Gemini planets at 6 to 9 to 10, he's going to be parked at those degrees. And, of course, Saturn and Pluto are at 8 or at 10 and 11, parked at those degrees. And Uranus is at 5.5, stimulating those early degrees. And we know that planets represent ages. And so Jupiter stationing at 6, Uranus moving forward at 5.5, and Saturn and Pluto talking to Jupiter and Vesta at 6 and 9, are all about waking up that early childhood story that we're still working on clearing and getting clear on. And, of course, Chiron is 7.5, bringing up the wound from age 7. So it's a big week. we have this week the Sun, and in addition to the Jupiter station, which is the whole week because it's on Wednesday, which means the 4 days before, which is we're in orb now, and the 4 days after, which is through next weekend, there's a lot of stimulation around it. The Sun square Saturn is very strong this week. That happens on January 30th, too, which is the same day that the Jupiter stations. So the Sun in Aquarius is going to square Saturn and say to him, what do you think? Now, it's an opening square, meaning that the it's a square of consciousness. It helps us see things. And also, as he squares Saturn, he has Pluto in his blind spot. Okay, the Sun has Pluto in his blind spot, and he is asked, do you see the structure, the direction, where you're going, what your beliefs are, how they've formed stuff? Do you see your blind spot? Do you see how this has created the life you have? That the choices we made, the structures we formed. And so there's a very big form of consciousness that wants to take place on the 30th. Mercury is very busy. He runs from 15 Aquarius up to 27 Aquarius. That means he's going almost 2 degrees a day. He is flying, the boy. The boy Mercury is flying. So he's not, last week he was in kind of cranky, crabby aspect to the planets. This week he gets into semi-square aspects to Uranus and Pluto. So he's going to have a little stressful aspect with them. And remember, Mercury in Aquarius is very smart, sometimes too smart for his own good. And this is kind of one of those things when you see something and you say it, and then people kind of look at you and go, you're not supposed to talk about that. And you're like, oh, I didn't know I wasn't supposed to talk about that. Yeah, we don't talk about that in nice company. And you're like, oh, okay, I didn't realize that. So Mercury semi-square Uranus is an exclamation or some kind of, oh, my goodness, did you see that? And everybody kind of looks at you and goes, we don't talk about that. And that's going to happen on the 31st. So you're going to see or exclaim about something that nobody wants to talk about. But you saw it, and you said it, and therefore it's moved. The minute you see it, recognize it, and say it, it shifts. Okay? It completely shifts, and we enter in a whole new reality. Then, when we get to the 31st, the Mercury has a square with the nodes of destiny and fate. So he's going to say to them, well, which direction are we going to go now that I said what I wasn't supposed to say, or I saw what I wasn't supposed to see? I've seen it. I can't go back. We pick on the 31st, higher or lower. Go towards evolution. Give yourself permission to evolve, to change, to transform. Then we have a semi-square to Pluto on the 2nd of February, which asks us to understand how the blind spot in our vision, the blind spot in our chart, the insistence on sticking with habits that are now shop-worn and well past their time have created the situation before us. We don't have to stay there, but we do have to see how we helped create it. This is a highly stimulative aspect. Mercury is at 25, aspecting Regulus, allowing us to see how we are the king of our own fate and our own destiny, and we've done stuff that have created our has created our fate and destiny. Venus goes from 24 cap to 2 Aquarius, so she's changing signs. She's entering Aquarius this week, so she's getting out of practical, reliable, dependable, really aware of the value of things, Capricorn, and she's entering Aquarius, where she's going to be a little more emotionally detached, and it's more about the concept of love, the vision of love. It's not necessarily real love, because Venus in Aquarius is a little chilly. She's detached. She kind of looks at you and goes, yeah, I love you sometimes. It's the lady and fiddler on the roof. You know, for 25 years I've washed for you, and now you ask me, do you love me? You know, it's that Venus in Aquarius is a little kind of chilly. You know, she's not warm and friendly. You don't give her hugs. But she does see things. And, of course, she's joining the Sun and Mercury and Mars, who are in Aquarius. Mars is going to leave Aquarius, too, but he's at the back end. But Venus joining it kind of stimulates that whole idea of the vision. She doesn't have a lot of big aspects this week. Last week she was quite busy, thank you very much, and good that she rests this week. Mars, the lovely Mars, goes from 26 through 1 Pisces. So Mars changes signs this week. He goes into Pisces, comes out of Aquarius where he's soaring high, and he dives into the ocean of Pisces water. on February 1st. So suddenly we become all much more emotional about our actions and our choices. So the beginning part of the week, he's very detached and chilly and cool. Jupiter goes direct, and suddenly people are passionate. Not that they're not passionate now, but Mars in Aquarius is a detached kind of passionate. It's got a it wants it because it's what's right as opposed to what it really believes in. Mars in Pisces is much more sensitive, highly emotional, and deeply feeling. So Mars in Pisces is going to come, and then it's going to link up to Neptune in Pisces. Now, traditionally, Mars hitting Neptune lately has been, man, we get some big emotional wallop, meaning we have some kind of waking up or some kind of seeing, or we have some kind of big emotional story that we all have to process. So that's this week, too, over the weekend. Mars also works with, on a declination level, which is important. Declinations are Earth aspects. He works with Saturn, Juno, and Hades. So we're going to be working with some of the darker energies with Mars in terms of his, he's arguing with Admetos, he's kind of seeing things he hadn't seen before. And remember, Mars in Aquarius at 20,000 feet, he kind of breaks through and dives. So I was talking to someone the other day who'd had a experience with their house. Their furnace had blown up twice. First time when they were away on vacation, and then the second time as they were coming home after having cleaned part of the house. And, you know, and she reported like breaking down and just kind of crying for a long time, 5-6 hours. And it was like, but yeah, you had to process emotionally. You know, you can't just sit in your head. You can't just stay there. You have to go from whatever you've been seeing and noticing and feeling detached in Aquarius, Mars and Mercury, Aquarius and Sun in Aquarius and Venus in Aquarius. All that air stuff's nice and fine, but underneath there's emotions, there's feelings, there's connections. We have to go to the emotions. So this week Mars moves out of air into the emotions. So he's going to start operating from an emotional space. Now remember, Mars rules Saturn, right? So we've had very detached Mars and Aquarius processing the last couple of whatevers. And as Mars goes into Pisces, suddenly Saturn and Scorpio is going to get a whole heck of a lot more emotionally involved with things and feeling and really, you know, like that's what we're doing. And now Mars is going to be in Pisces from the 1st of January, 2nd of January, to the 11th and 12th of March. So we have essentially a month and a half of deeply feeling emotional processing. And remember, Mars in water has a little trouble sometimes expressing itself because water is fluid and emotional. And a lot of times Pisces, what they do is when it gets really stressed, they swim away. Not that they don't love you and they don't care, but they get like overwhelmed and so they take off. So Mars in Pisces is also working with fluid as opposed to working with the intellect. It's going to be much more about the flow. So we're going to have a whole big shift in how Saturn shows up in the world. It's going to be much deeper, much more profound emotional processing starting on the 1st, which is not that long away. That's on Friday. We're going to suddenly be doing the feeling thing. Very profound. So Saturn's going to react. He's going to suddenly get all sensitive and emotional. Not that he isn't sensitive in Scorpio, but he's going to get really sensitive now because he's answering to Mars and Pisces. The Capricorn Pluto is going to get very, very reactive, right? Because Capricorn Pluto answers to Saturn and Scorpio answers to the Mars, and of course Uranus. Uranus is an Aries. And he answers to the Mars in Pisces, too. So we're going to go from this detached, airy, intellectual process into deep and profound emotion. Now, I thought it was instructive. I've been working on learning new things. You know, I'm having this learn transit. Mars goes into Pisces on Friday, and the temperature in New York is supposed to go this week from 25 up to 60 degrees on Friday. And I'm like, really? It's going to be 60 on Friday? And I'm thinking, oh, that makes sense because Mars is going into water. And suddenly it's warm and, you know, the water is a coolant or is a surfactant. It totally affects the environment near it. So when Mars goes into Pisces, we get out of that cold, brisk, chilly air that we've been having here in New York, and we're going to go, supposedly, the temperatures are going to get warmer. But Mars also makes the Uranus get sensitive. It's normally in fire. It's been detached. It's going to make the Pluto get sensitive. It's normally in Capricorn. It's been reliable and dependable. Suddenly it's going to get soft and mushy. It's going to make the Saturn get more emotionally involved because it's now answering to Pisces, the whole spiritual thing, seeing their soul, falling in love with their soul. A lot of times Pisces have that as an issue. They see the person's soul. They don't see the reality of them behind them. So we're all going to be seeing each other's souls. And it also, Pisces is the orphan theme, the artist theme, the creative theme. We're going to be moving more towards our creative as well as our emotionally sensitive parts. Okay, we're much more emotionally sensitive. Saturn joins with Juno, the planet of partnership, on the 30th, so people are going to ask you or offer you partnerships. Think about it. The finger of God is inviting us to move forward and change the structure of our life. Maybe you want to partner with this person, or maybe you're going to say, no, I don't really want to partner with you, but thank you for asking me. The 28th, Uranus joins with Pallas Athena, which is always juicy and fun, because Uranus is the planet of creativity, and he and Pallas Athena link up, and Pallas Athena is the detached father's daughter, so you're having this kind of brilliant breakthrough on the 28th, so make sure to note what you come up with or you think about. And then Pallas Athena also has stressful aspects with the nodes of destiny on February 2nd, giving her a little bit of stress about how to proceed. So those are the highlights of the week. It's basically the Jupiter station, Venus changing signs, Mars changing signs, which makes it be big. You know, whenever we have planets go from one to the other, Venus is going from Earth, she's jumping off the Earth into the air, and Mars is jumping from the air and he's diving into the water. So we have this very strong energy around shifts and changes. And, of course, the two personal planets, she arrives, he leaves the room, and they're like, ooh, she came in and he left. And it's not that they're having a fight. It's that Mars is moving ahead because he's kind of preparing. He's zipping along into Pisces. So he's going to go connect up with Neptune first and then very shortly thereafter with Chiron. But he also is going to trine the Saturn and sextile the Pluto. So the emotional readiness of doing things. Remember, we create through the four energies. We have the idea, right, which is air. We have the vision, which is fire, the inspiration for it. Then we have to tie in the emotions, the water, the feelings. So Mars is going into water for 6-7 weeks till the middle of March. So he's going to tie in water and encourage us, and also it's Pisces water, so it's ending water. He's going to encourage us to emotionally release and let go. And then when he goes into Aries, which is mid-March, bada-bing, bada-boom, it gets exciting. As my friend Michael used to say, bada-bing, bada-boom. All right, so this week, the 28th, the moon is void in the afternoon on Monday the 28th. It goes void with an opposition to Mars, which is a separating aspect, always a little cranky-crabby. But clear. Okay, so moon's in Leo, opposite Mars in Aquarius. Moon in Leo goes, I don't wanna. You can't make me. And then moon goes into Virgo on the 28th, and forward we go. It's in Virgo on the 29th, and it's Virgo on the 30th, long Virgo, with a closing aspect of a trine to Venus. So Monday night, Tuesday and Wednesday, very positive. Moon in Virgo trines the Venus in Capy. So they're very productive, very creative, get a lot accomplished. Jupiter stations on Wednesday, Venus, Sun squares Saturn on Wednesday. So we make some kind of decisions Wednesday, too, about the direction. Then on Thursday, the moon goes into Libra, which is, of course, an air sign. And then on Friday, moon is still in Libra, goes void at 8:03 with a trine to Mercury. So it's positive, productive energy. But after it goes void, we have Mars going into Pisces at 8:54 and Venus going into Aquarius at 9:47. Again, both, bada-bing, bada-boom, big changes. Mars diving out of the air into the water, Venus entering, jumping off the Earth into the air. So Friday night, rocking and rolling, because that last degree gets hit and everything shifts and changes and we move and we're done. The second, Saturday, is Candlemas. And moon goes into Scorpio that morning, on Saturday morning. It's also Groundhog Day. We wait to see the groundhogs get seen. So the 2nd and the 3rd, the moon is in Scorpio, going void on Monday morning the 4th at 7:31, with a closing aspect of a square to Mercury. So Saturday, Sunday has a little more of an argumentative quality because the moon is squaring Mercury, and Mercury's in kind of know-it-all Aquarius, not that there's anything with being a know-it-all, but it's in kind of a little bossy space. So this week, the beginning part of the week, really productive. Tuesday, Wednesday, very, very big, getting stuff done. The Jupiter station kind of throws things into a little bit of disarray because whenever an outer planet stops, you know, we really feel the energy. And, of course, Jupiter does not like Gemini. So there's a quality of... I always like to think of it as split, you know, because Gemini is very, very day and night, black and white, in or out, yes or no. It's that very bipolar kind of craziness. So when Jupiter stations, people can really be feeling a little flippy, meaning one day they're doing fine, and the next minute, not even one day, one minute they're doing fine, the next minute they shapeshift. So there's this new show that's getting advertised here in New York about the guy that's the surgeon by day and Dr. Hyde by night. That's such a Jupiter and Gemini thing. Like one minute I'm a nice, healthy, I'm going to help you save yourself. And then the next minute, I'm going to try and kill you and break windows. And, you know, they show them on smashing all this thing on the walls. And I'm like, you know, yeah, that's very Jupiter and Gemini. But Jupiter's leaving Gemini now. So the show is going in, you know, I mean, it's going to be in Gemini for the season, but that kind of implies it's not going to be renewed. Not that we want to say that mean things about those people, but it's understanding that the Gemini bipolar duality, inability to make a decision, going to be able to settle down and make a decision as of this week, which is always good. We're going to have a little more decision-making mode. We're going to be in a little more mood to make a decision. We're going to be in a little more mood like, okay, I have to go this way, I guess, maybe. I don't know that I want to, but I think I should. No shoulds. No shoulds. We take away that Saturn word. We go, I think I want to. I think this is the calling. I think this is where my direction is asking me to head. I think this is my path. I think this is my vision for what I want. This is a week for very much about firming up the vision. Now, we've been getting a lot of invitations, and I was saying to you, say yes to everything because stuff's going to fall apart, because it will once we have... Once we have the finger of God fall apart and stop creating this choice that we're all facing, we are going to have this big shift, right? So our ideas are going to be changing over this next couple weeks too. Because part of what this whole thing is about, well, what is it that you actually want? And I know I keep saying that, and people go, I'm so tired of hearing that. I'm like, I know, me too. I'm tired of saying it. But, you know, it's such a big time for us, and we are in such a big moment of choice because we are really at a turning point in the culture, in the collective, and we really have to be very clear. And one of the things that happens when we're not clear, because, I mean, this summer, there's what's called a Star of David forming in the sky, which in earth and water is one of the most incredibly fertile aspects in the heavens. And so our job between now and July when this thing happens is we need to be crystal clear about what we're trying to do, what we're trying to accomplish, because there's so much going on up there. So your job is to say, okay, this is where I'm headed. This is what I want. This is my vision. I got Jupiter station. I got Mars and Venus shifting signs. They're both going to be asking me to come up with my new vision. Mars going into Pisces, highly emotional. All the planets are suddenly going to get really emotional Friday, Saturday. And your job is to say, got it. Highly emotional, deeply, deeply sensitive. Okay, on that note, the show is almost over. I'm going to put in shameless self-promotion. We're sponsoring Ariel Gutman for a Venus workshop on weekend of the 8th, 9th, and 10th of February. Part of this is a trial run to see if this actually works and we can do it. And we're going to bring in some speakers that people haven't normally heard in the New York area. So please, if you're in the area and you can support the workshop, I'd really love it if you could turn out. I mean, Ariel came up with this great new approach to Venus, which is very revolutionary. and very profound, actually. So please come and join us. It's on my website, astroanne.com, Venus Star Point Workshop. And I'm also hosting a palmistry workshop up with the Bodhi Girls up in Vermont. If you want to learn palmistry in a weekend, come join us there. So on that note, it's 25 degrees. The cats have been fed. I'm going to talk to Danette in about a minute or two. And I wish you all a lovely, lovely week and have a great Jupiter station. And just remember, he's stopping to turn to you and ask you what you want to choose. Choose wisely. Take care. Bye-bye.